from the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau. This is Farm Weekend. As input costs continue to put a strain on farmers' bottom lines, a concerning trend has emerged for fertilizer prices. Mike Davis takes a look at the numbers.
Fertilizer prices appear to be on the rise again. While they haven't hit the record they reached in 2022, Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says some products, like phosphates, are climbing higher.
Really what we're seeing in this market, though, is volatility. And we think that will continue to persist as natural gas prices and shifting trade policies in other countries really are disrupting the markets and creating a lot of uncertainty.
Parham says there are two main factors driving up the cost of fertilizer for farmers and ranchers.
The big drivers are energy costs, mainly because nitrogen fertilizers rely on natural gas. And so other countries have had decreased production due to conflict as well as geopolitical disputes. Overall, there will just again be that uncertainty as, you know, the world continues to move around through these geopolitical disruptions.
She says the best way to prepare for increased input costs is to keep an eye on the market and be ready to pivot with changing conditions.
Farmers really just need to be aware and monitoring the market ahead of the next year. And so staying flexible and planning for this volatility will help, you know, manage higher input costs, as well as just being aware of higher input costs across the board.
For more information, visit fb.org. Mike Davis, Washington.
USDA to provide $1 billion to flood and wildfire-impacted livestock producers. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced that the Emergency Livestock Relief Program will provide $1 billion in disaster recovery assistance to eligible livestock producers who were affected by previous floods and wildfires, aimed at helping offset increased supplemental feed costs. Secretary Rollins said the USDA is providing continued support for livestock producers whose livelihoods and way of life have been disrupted by catastrophic floods, wildfires, and poor forage conditions in 2023 and 2024. The sign-up is open now, and livestock producers have until October 31st to apply for assistance. Secretary Rollins said the USDA is standing shoulder to shoulder with the America's farmers and ranchers, delivering the resources they need to stay in business, feed their families, and keep our food supply strong. Livestock producers who believe they may qualify are strongly encouraged to visit fsa.usda.gov/ELRP for more information. Next, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Does your health plan lack dental and vision coverage? With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you can get a dental and vision bundle for yourself or your family at an affordable price, giving you the ability to maximize your benefits and lower your costs. Plus, you'll get a solid network of providers in one convenient package. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Kim Baldwin.
Fall field trips are in full swing for children and their teachers. While our family's farm has hosted many groups in the past to talk about farming sorghum, wheat, corn, or soybeans in central Kansas, the requests for visits have definitely increased since we began growing and marketing popcorn. Growing popcorn has allowed us to connect with many young learners in recent years. We recently welcomed two large groups of children out to the farm specifically to show them our popcorn operation. These young learners were attentive and curious, and they asked fantastic questions. They now know a local farmer they can reach out to when they have additional inquiries. It was fun to share our family's popcorn story with our visitors, and while they came specifically to learn about our jumbo mushroom popcorn, I'm convinced they all went home knowing a little more about not just our family's farming story, but a lot more about agriculture in general. When we first started growing popcorn, we never imagined it would allow us to meet so many folks. Yet, here we are today, connecting with people, all because of our little popping crop.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.